Welcome. You've got mail.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Perfect. Alrighty, well, welcome back. It's episode 8.
It is so hot in my apartment right now.
Yes, we say it every time, but you guys really don't know the pain that we're going through. This it's is, bad.
It's like a sauna. Anyways, how's your week?
It was rough. How was yours?
It was okay.
Yeah. What did you get up to?
Well, I hung out with you guys on... Did I? Yeah, we went downtown. Courtney and I went downtown Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, I had people over for the fights.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I passed out.
Yeah, she fell asleep. Took a nap. Real quick.
Had a little break.
It was just three of us, wasn't it?
Yeah, you, me, Yuri.
Yeah, it was a good time. Mm-hmm. Sunday... Do we hang out Sunday?
No, I was at the water slides.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't get sunburnt for once.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't tan either, so.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not. I've just accepted. Oh, yeah.
I meant like it's good. I zoned out. I meant like it's good that you didn't sunburn.
Yeah.
But
it is.
What about you? What did you get up to? Oh, this week I also did nothing. I worked and I wrote an article. Check it out. Facebook.com/MackenzieGardiero. I don't know. Yeah.
What did I get up to Saturday? Yeah, we went downtown, watched the fights. Oh, have you heard this story of...
Say it.
Jacob?
What story?
I picked him up downtown after his yacht party.
No way.
Yeah.
So you fucking went all the way downtown after leaving my place? Sorry for the F-bomb.
No.
Yeah.
Wait,
what?
So, yeah, actually, so I got home... Around, I want to say like 10 o'clock. I don't really know. So I got home and I was so bored because I took a nap. And usually I don't nap that late because then I can't sleep at night, right?
Yeah.
So I get home and my buddy texts me and he was like, I'm so fucked right now. Like, I'm so drunk. And I was like, oh, shit. And he's like, I literally just want to go home. Like, I want to be in my bed. I was like, I can pick you up if you want. And he's like... Like, would you actually? And I'm like, I have nothing to do right now. And I'm wide awake. I'm like, it's whatever. I'm like, I don't care. I'd do it for anybody, really. And he's like, that'd actually be so clutch if you did. So I went. Yeah, it was like 10:30 at night. And I went in, I got gas, and I drove all the way out to Vancouver, and I picked him up. And he was wasted.
Like, more drunk than your birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he gets in my car, and he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm hammered. And then the drive, so we stop at a gas station. I get him water. He passes out as soon as we get on the highway. And then he like wakes up when we're near his buddy's house, and he was fucked. He couldn't even get out of my car. Like, I walked around. He was like, oh, I think I'm gonna be sick. And I'm like, just don't fucking puke in my car. Like, I'll never pick you up anywhere ever again. And so he gets out, and I was like, do you want me to help walk you to your door, like the door? And he's like, no, I'm going to be sick. So then he's, you know, doing his thing. He couldn't even walk. I was, like, walking with him to the door. And then he went inside, and he was fucked. He was hungover.
What a clutch friend, though. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I was up at...
Crack of dawn.
8 a.m. the next day. Yeah, I got back to my house around, like, 12:45, 1, and then I was up at 8 the next day, and I was at Coltis all day. Then I had a bit of a rough night, and then...
Do you want to talk about it?
No. I don't really want to get my personal business in, but... and then I started training jiu-jitsu. Not super hard, but, like, I'm starting to get really into it, and I have bruises all over my body. Like, I literally look like I've been beaten. It's bad. Like, I feel like I might have an iron deficiency because it's just... I have bruises on... my, like, the back side of my hips, like, where you get those, like, weird little dimples in your back. I have them underneath my elbows. I have them, like, on the side of my neck. I have them all down my legs. And my knees look like I've been down on them for 10 hours straight.
Nice.
So, and my feet are just, there's mat burn everywhere.
Just wait till you accidentally get clipped with a knee right to the face.
I know. I'm waiting to go home with, like, a semi-black eye and my parents.
Do you remember? Oh, I think you were working that day when that kid... kneed me in the chin and my tooth went through my tongue.
That was
Oh, I had the biggest hole in my tongue. It was just leaking blood everywhere. It wouldn't stop. This little, like, 16-year-old spaz, we were just flow rolling to warm up.
Yeah.
And he just, like, spazzed out, and all of a sudden I ate his knee right to my chin, and my tooth went through.
Yummy.
I don't even think, yeah, I must not have been wearing a mouth guard. I don't even remember.
Yeah, so that was my week. Last night, I went super hard, and there was like four of us that were all rolling together, and I got absolutely beat up, but it was fun. I like getting tossed around.
Wow. Okay. And we just came from happy hour at Earl's, and we're super full, and it's hot as balls in here.
Balls.
Yeah. Anyways, well, that's sounds like you had a good week-ish. That was very bad.
It was so exciting. It was, a lot happened, good and bad, and now we're...
Well, that's good. Anyways, last week we talked about Mike Tyson is fighting Roy Jones Jr. in September. Jake Paul is fighting the basketball player on the undercard. We talked a bit about some more Epstein conspiracies. Kanye West has gone crazy, which is actually, like, I read some articles after the fact, and it's pretty sad, actually. Especially when I, like, think of, like, my mental health and stuff that I've been through.
Yeah.
And, like, for him to be, like, right in the limelight, I just think it's pretty sad. We talk about my ex-girlfriend, Demi Lovato, getting engaged.
Get out.
And then we did an Am I the Asshole? This episode, we're going to try to do quick. It's just going to be light. It's going to be fun. It is way too hot in my apartment to think properly.
And do a full episode. And I was telling Mac earlier that I feel like recently our past couple episodes have just been long and, like, full of depressing topics.
It's been some well, both of us have been kind of in a funk the last little bit, too. Yeah, like, personally, it's
just
been
weird. The last two times we spoke, I was so fucked in the head.
Oh, yeah, she was going through it.
And it's just been, like, a roller coaster for Mac, so...
Well, yeah, and so, especially last episode.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of when everything, like... That's
last episode was, like, literally
I asked you when you walked in my apartment,
center of both of ours, like, pre-midlife crisis.
Yeah, like, I as soon as Courtney walked into my apartment, I, like, felt something was off, and I was like, do you even want to record
not a good
today
episode.
So that's kind of why. And then, like, I'm feeling good, especially after, like, smoking that DMT. I was able to get into it. I'm feeling, like, it's weird.
I don't know
if it's, like, a placebo effect or anything like that, but from me right now to a week and a half ago, I'm happy. It's weird. Yeah, so this episode we're going to talk, we take some viewer suggestions, some guys and ladies sent in some questions. I might bring up some old KI stories if I can make them as PG.
No, full R.
As rated R as I can without hurting anybody, because it was Junior B hockey. That's all I have to say. Some weird Snapchat stories. I need to talk about something. I need to get something off my chest because of Snapchat. We'll get into that. And how to slide into somebody's DMs and how to respond.
Those ones are exciting.
I don't do it very often anymore. I slid into a few celebrities' DMs before.
Did any of them respond?
Yeah, they were guys, though.
That's... I'm so sorry. That is ridiculous.
I was like, hey, like, you give me some...
Hey, bro, you're fucking hot.
I was like, hey, dude, I'll suck you off for $50. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, it was just...
I'll pay you... to let you let me suck you off.
I don't know. Well, I guess not really. Like, what do we classify as, like, do we want to do this right now?
Yeah, so let's just start with that one because I'm all riled up now. So,
well, I'm just thinking, like, would you classify, like, UFC fighters as, like, celebrities?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've had, like, full-on conversations with, like, UFC fighters in the DMs.
Okay, well,
and been like,
cool. Now I feel like a total loser.
Yeah, and, like, so those are, like, guys. And, like, Andrew Schultz, like, comedian, like,
he responded.
Yeah, I showed you. Remember when I posted that picture in his merch and he was like, let's fucking go.
My God.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Like, I'm not, like, sliding into their DMs and be like, yo, dude, nice cock. I've slid into Madeline Klein's DMs before.
Has she seen them at all?
No. I'm trying to think of who else. Anyways, how would you slide into somebody's DMs? Me? I think it's easier to slide into DMs if you swipe up on a story.
Yeah, 100%.
That's my go-to.
Yep.
Easy. Easy. Oh, yeah. Be like, yo, what's up, little mama?
It's honestly so hard to hate on those
ones. I also don't say what's up, little mama. That sounds super weird.
Because those ones are just the most obvious.
So specifically, like, Instagram DMs, though, when you, like, go back to the combo and you're like, oh, they left me on red.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a kick in the nuts.
Yeah, but at least to be fair, at least that's happened to me too.
Oh, 100%. It happens to everybody.
I honestly don't feel that bad giving it out because it happens to me. I mean, it happened to me.
I do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I should probably do this too. I should probably take my own advice. At least like the message. Like, hey, I put in effort to be like.
You can't do that on Snapchat. What, am I going to save his message?
Yeah, I guess not. But I was like, specifically like Instagram. At least, I don't know. I think it's funny when you see those guys like screenshot photos of like a couch and a bed and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, what is this? And he's like, oh, I'm just moving into your DMs.
Oh my God.
I think those are
classic.
I see
those all over Instagram now where girls are actually starting to be more aggressive. I don't know if it's anybody like where we're from, but I see all over Instagram and TikTok that the girls are the ones making a lot of the first moves now. And they'll send like a soccer ball and they'll have the three dots and they're like, oops, my ball rolled into your DMs.
Yeah.
Like people are getting fucking like freaky with it.
I love it when like the guy will respond with the ball back and be like, here's your ball back. Yeah. Like get the fuck out. But no, I had a girl slide in my DMs a couple years ago and we became like really, really good friends. Like I would have done anything for this girl.
Mm.
And I thought that was the coolest thing. Now we don't talk. She's back with her baby daddy.
Oh.
I don't think she listens to this. I could care less. Sorry. I also unfollowed her on Instagram the other day. But
no one's DM'd me in the past, which is a good thing, but I've had no DMs in the past 2 years.
Yo, you guys hear that, guys out there?
No,
slide into Court's DMs.
No,
let's get her going.
No,
let's get her cooking.
No,
well, that's like
focusing on me. This is me time.
Oh, 100%. You gotta focus on you with a little fun on the side.
No. Don't fucking talk to me. I'll leave you on red.
Well, that's like yesterday I woke up with 10 new Instagram followers and I had a panic attack. We talked about this at dinner there.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck happened? Who leaked my sex tape? Did I do something bad? Am I getting
Dave Portnoy action?
Did I say something bad on Twitter? What's going on? Turns out it's just people wanted to follow me, I guess.
Yeah.
There's actually three of them were people you know, or two of them. Well, one and a half. It was that.
Shout out Josh. Hey, buddy.
Josh and his podcast, Abe. And what's their podcast called? I actually listened to the episode. That airdrop didn't work. These guys, their podcast is called Mind Voyage. I listened to an episode and a half. One was with this fashion designer, which I thought was super cool. She designs clothes out of like reusable like jeans and stuff. She'll make it's just cool.
I was talking to you about that. When were we talking about that? That I said that that's super cool.
Yeah.
That we should go and just get a bunch of cheap pairs of jeans and just fucking stitch them all together and make like a masterpiece.
But like this chick is like, she styled like Jake Paul and Tana Mongeau or whatever
that's
her name
insane.
Is. And like
that's
BB,
what I want to do.
BB Rexha, I saw it too. I just thought it was cool. And their mindset, they're super like super positive people.
Which
I thought was cool. It was it was a really refreshing podcast. I'm definitely subscribe to them.
What's it called?
Mind Voyage. And I was chatting back and forth with them. They slid into my DMs, and we're probably gonna end up collabing with them down the road. They just seem like super cool people. I'm pretty sure they're local as well.
I love Josh. Yeah.
So if you guys are listening, we'll see you soon.
Subscribe to them.
Yeah, Instagram is _mindvoyage, I believe. _mindvoyage_. So _mindvoyage_. It's Josh and what's his name? Abe. Seem like two pretty cool dudes. Never met him, but seem like cool dudes.
Yeah.
Anyways,
back to sliding into DMs really quick.
Just do it. I don't know. Do you get offended when people? I mean, I guess it's weird for a girl.
Usually. I don't fucking care. Like, if before, like, obviously I haven't been responding to any DMs in 2 years. But, like, if I get one, I get one. I'm usually pretty friendly. Like, and it's not so much Instagram as it is Snapchat.
Really?
Like, I was telling you I had some random person add me. But on Snapchat, like, I get a bunch of random people adding me. And they'll just say, hey, what's up? And I'll just start messaging them, even if I don't know them.
Really? That's kind of cool.
And they're all girls. All of them are all girls.
That's cool. I get a lot of people add me on Snapchat, but they're all fake porn accounts. Like, not even kidding. Probably like 15.
I get
15
added to fake porn group chats on
15
Instagram.
A week. Really? Oh, I get those all the time.
Yeah, but I don't get any on Snap.
Or I get tagged in like some weird ass photos.
I don't get those as much anymore. I did when, oh my God, I was like freaked out. When I first got Instagram in like grade 7, I started getting like tagged in like weird porn things, and I would start like freaking out because I'm like, oh my god, like what did I do?
But so as a girl, how would you want a guy to slide into your DM? Say you post like a bomb selfie on your story. What would you, what would a guy have to do to respond back? Would he like the fire emoji?
No.
The hard eyes emoji?
Hate that. Oh, really? I hate that. Like
the fire emoji is like,
no, that's my I hate go-to. When people react.
Oh, that's
to
my go
to. Send me something fucking funny.
Yo, if nice, funny, nice tits.
No. If you send me something funny and creative, then I'll fucking entertain it.
Okay, so.
What about you? No. Don't skip. What okay. about you? How would you want a girl to slide in?
Hey.
That's it?
That's all it takes for me. Show me a fucking horn dog. Show me like a millisecond of attention and like I'll probably get down on one knee. So oh, we're gonna test this out. We're gonna come back next week. I am going to start sliding into random girls' DMs, but not reacting like I usually do. I'm actually gonna start saying something and be like, would you like to come on the podcast? I'll try to think of something. I'll try to slide into like 5 DMs and see what my success rate will be. I'll think of something. Maybe I'll end up with a wife next week.
Maybe.
Let me see.
I don't know. I'm super out of the game. So moral of the story. So I'm useless on this topic yet again.
No, dude. Just start posting. Holy, I just had a stroke. Yeah. Start posting thirst traps on your Instagram. Why not?
I'm not.
It doesn't
matter. I'm not like that. Honestly, I know. Honestly, as much as I wish that I was kind of like a bad bitch.
You don't have to be a bad bitch whore. You just have to be like, yo. I do jujitsu and I'm fucking hot. You want some of this, dude?
No, I'm not very like.
No, I get what you're saying. It'll come though.
I'm confident, but I'm not that self-confident.
You're also fresh in it right now, so you don't even want to talk about that shit.
I don't even want to be in it right now.
Same. Fuck being in it. Get out of it. You know what I really like? When people that I haven't talked to in a long time slide into my DMs and they're like, hey, like, I'm so happy you're doing good and shit.
Okay, well, if we're talking about that, I do that with people. Like, I'll talk to some of the girls that I used to be really good friends with, but that's not really sliding into DMs so much as just rekindling a friendship.
I'm, like, looking at a couple DMs. I got a few verified check marks in these DMs.
Really?
What's up? Yeah. A lot of them is just, like, reactions, but they work out a little bit.
I'm going to go all the way to the bottom and see.
I literally just unsent all my messages I sent to Madeline Klein.
Oh, my God. Here, so back when I was. Oh, okay. So 173 weeks ago. How many years is that? 3?
No, there's 52 weeks in a year. So 3.
3.5.
Yes. Wow.
Quick math. All right. See, we're picking up some skills. So do you know the band The Zolas?
Never heard of them.
So I went through a super like indie alternative phase. Yeah. Or not really indie alternative. It's hard to explain their music. I don't listen to them anymore. But I actually used to really like them. So this band called The Zolas, I went to their concert with my friends and I messaged them the night of their concert and then they sent me a message back.
Ooh.
And they're verified, but they almost have 11K followers.
You know, nothing gets my dick harder than when a famous person reposts your story you tag them in. Nothing gets me going more.
Oh my God. Can I please show you this video I made of Bradley Martin?
Yeah. I also.
And then I sent it to him and he still didn't read it, but it was when this whole like trend was all over Instagram. Here. It's so bad.
LA's biggest drug dealer, Bradley Martin.
It's so bad.
I remember you and Brandon were both on Bradley Martin's
and
dick.
I made this for Brandon.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I sent it to Bradley.
That's awesome.
And he didn't view it, and I was pissed.
Well, he's huge now, hey?
He's fucking yoked, man.
Have you ever seen the Anatomy of a Fighter videos on
YouTube? No, that sounds interesting, though.
I've messaged him back and forth a couple times.
Anyway, let's get into some viewer suggestions, and then, because I want to end on that Snapchat story that you have.
Yeah, I'm going to get in so much trouble for this, but whatever.
It's okay. Yeah, I put on our story that, you know, we're taking suggestions. So one of Mac's buddies wants to hear some stories from KI, and I am interested to hear a couple. So if Mac wants to.
So yeah, my buddy, I guess you could say we're buddies. Dryden Prophet. He's Captain Northoak Knights for a bit. Pretty sure we fought or almost fought, or I tried to fight him. His brother was a goalie. His brother's really good. I don't know what kind of stories I should tell. One funny story I have. So I believe it was my first year in the league. So yeah, we'll start from there. 17 years old. Actually, let's restart.
I'm so sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
Remember that snap phone call that I got at the restaurant? Literally just messaged me, show me your tits.
Nice. Be like, show me yours.
Okay, continue. Sorry. Anyways, I'm so sorry.
Junior B hockey, it's not much to a lot of people, but for me, like, that was huge. So going into my last year midget, I verbally signed with Fort St. John Huskies, which was like a ghetto ass team in up north, like ghetto, but whatever. I was not a good hockey player, never claimed to be. Randomly one day I'm training and I get a phone call from my buddy Dylan Richardson. Love the guy. He's like, hey, Chase is starting a new team. I'm good friends with the coach, Foxy. Do you want to go get some ice? I can get you there for free. It'd be a good opportunity for you to get ice before you go to Fort St. John, because there's no ice in Williams Lake. So I was like, sure, like, if I can get in for free, why not? It's not going to cost me anything. So me and my dad go down there, and Friday night and Saturday morning I skate, and I am lighting this camp up. Like, best hockey I've ever played. I think I scored 8 goals in the first 2 games. They pull me in the office like Saturday evening sometime after one of the games, and they're like, hey, like, do you want to play here? Like, here's the contract right now, you can sign it, like, we're down to have you play for us. And I was like, sure, like, why not? Chase was beautiful right on the lake. So I end up signing there, which I thought was pretty cool, because growing up playing hockey, like, I was the last person anybody thought that would be playing junior hockey. Turns out I started like a huge Williams Lake pipeline to go to Chase. There's like maybe 8 of us that have played there. So I go down there, I'm 17 years old, and I move into my billet house, and this weird old lady. And my dad comes to visit me, and this billet house is a fucking disaster. And I'm the type of person, like, I'm young, immature, I'm not going to say anything. I could literally lay in my bed. My room was so small, I could lay in my bed, grab something off the desk, shut the door, turn the light off. I didn't have a dresser.
Jesus.
My dad came down to visit, and he, like, walked in, and he's like, pack your shit. Like, this is fucked up. I'm not having you live here. Anyways, I ended up getting a new billet house. So that's like the start. Let's talk a party story. So, first of all, we didn't know any girls in Chase. So we went to like the first couple days of school, even though we were all graduated. So that was kind of weird. Then we ended up meeting the only 4 girls that lived in Chase. Great ladies.
I got the tits.
Oh, you did?
They were man boobs.
Oh, fucking loser.
So I left them on red. Continue.
So anyways, we get this random, my buddy Austin Hirano, great guy. I ended up fighting him when he got traded to Fernie, right at center ice. That was a good time. He gets a Facebook message from this native girl, and it's like, hey, do you want to come to a party on the res? And it gets like, he screenshots it, sends it to the group chat, and we're all like, hey, what the fuck? Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, this feels fishy, because at first, like, all the guys wanted to fight us in Chase. Oh. Like, we couldn't walk around downtown without somebody, like, fucking yelling at us or throwing something at us. So we're like, oh, I don't know. Maybe we should all go. If one person's going to go, we're all going to go. Like, we're going to go as a team. So we park on to get across the res, you have to go across a bridge. So we park on one side of the bridge at a billet house that turned out to be my billet house in a couple years. And we all walk over there. We're walking over there. All of a sudden, like, the res security pulls us over. And he's like, you guys are on the wrong side of the bridge, eh? And we're like, what the fuck? And so we all think we're going to get beat up. And turns out we go to this party. It's okay. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, we feel weird. Like, we don't feel safe. My buddy ends up stealing like 15 Xbox games.
Jesus Christ.
And, we end up, turns out we were okay, I guess. I guess that's not really a good story. My first year in Chase, I walked in on a lot of people having sex at parties.
I feel like that's like a total college thing, though.
Like, it was like, open the door. It's like, oh, sorry, guys, just grabbing my coat. Like,
no one puts a sock on the door?
No. Oh. Nobody cared. We had one of the coolest party houses, too. It was like, basically, I went into my first year playing hockey. Like, I would say I was a pretty conservative guy.
Yeah.
Like, I think I only been with, like, one girl at that point, which doesn't matter. But I'm, like, trying to paint a picture of
what you were like.
I didn't know a lot about the world then.
Yeah.
Well, holy fuck, did I learn a lot after that first year. Like, it was nuts, the things I saw, the things we did.
Yeah, and you were saying that a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. Crazy. But other than that, another cool story was fighting my buddy Austin Hirano. We had this planned. I was 20. He was 19. He was from Fernie. We were like inseparable. Me, him, and Russell Sanderson were inseparable our first year. Russ ended up going to play junior A. Austin went back home to Fernie. So we're texting back and forth. We're like, when we play, like, we're fighting. Like, 100%. I was like, okay, because I was 100% down for it too, because Fernie gets a packed crowd. Like, sell out, like, maybe like 1,200, 1,500 fans. And since I was so close with Austin, I met a lot of girls from Fernie, just from like sliding into DMs and stuff like that. So I had a nice little fan base when I was coming up to Fernie. So anyways, we had this planned out. Turns out I'm playing a fucking good game. I had an assist in the first period and whatever. I end up getting a 10-minute misconduct because I went off on somebody. So I'm sitting in the box and there's like 12 minutes left in the third period. You can't fight after the 10-minute mark or you get a suspension.
Oh, okay.
So I only got 2 minutes really to do this. So I get out of the box. We line up down in the corner. Austin comes on the ice and he's like, Mac, we're going to go right now. And I was like, yeah, okay, like, let's go. And he's like, okay. So we wait for the puck to drop. The puck drops. I get the puck. Like, somebody passes it to me. I get a one-timer. I almost score. And Hirano's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we're going to fight. And I was like, okay, like, we're talking. It was so funny when you when you fight somebody. Like, you're having a full-on conversation. We're down in the corner. And he's like, okay, let's go. So I drop my gloves. He drops his gloves. We're in the corner. He hightails it to center ice. And I'm like, fuck off. Like, you want to fight me in your hometown at center ice in front of a sold-out barn on, like, a Saturday night? Like, this is not cool.
Oh, my God.
So we, like, square up center ice. Like, it's loud. He hits me a couple times. And then I come across and I just hit him right on the helmet and fucking explode his helmet.
Oh, God.
Like, it popped off and like I cut his eye nasty. Jesus. I thought I broke my hand. We have a pretty good fight. He says he wins. I say I win. We call it a draw. Like, good buddies.
Yeah.
And then whatever, we go have a shower and we meet up with the crowd and we're hugging each other. We're taking photos. So what was cool was his billet mom. I think it was his billet mom. Maybe not. My billet mom for sure and billet dad, they drove up to Fernie to watch this. So they were like, oh, you guys are so funny, like, fighting. Oh, and then Austin's parents, like, I had a good relationship with them too because we got into a lot of trouble, crashed his car, and they probably thought I was a piece of shit. But they were laughing, they were hugging, and they just thought it was a good time.
Huh.
And yeah, I don't know, I got tons of stories. One time, so an unwritten rule, this is kind of gross, an unwritten rule is you can't shit on the bus.
That's an unwritten rule for any charter bus.
Yeah. So,
and if you are the person that shits on the bus, fuck you.
Yeah. So I believe we were in Sycamus or we were somewhere further. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure I fought that game. So like when I fight, like my anxiety is through the roof, my adrenaline dumps. Yeah. So I feel like absolute shit. So we're on the bus ride home and like my stomach is in knots. Like, God. I know, like,
you were the one to shit on,
like,
the bus.
I know I am going to shit myself. Oh my, like, God. Fucking spray, it's disgusting. So I text,
paint the bowl.
Yeah, so I text my buddy who Dylan Richardson, who got me signed in Chase, who ended up getting traded to us and became our captain. I texted him. I was like, look, dude, like, I don't care how much the fine is because you get fined if you do weird shit. Like, I'll fight it in court or, like, I'll pay it right now. Like, I am going to shit myself. This is, like, level 10. Oh, not cool. God. He's like, okay, dude, like, I'll keep crazy. It. Like, take a bottle of cologne or whatever. Like, it's fine. Like,
yeah, I'm surprised charter buses don't have, like, Febreze in the bathroom or something. You guys should invest in that.
So, like, I run to the fucking... Well, I'm already at the back of the bus. I go in there. I'm fucking trying to take my shit off as quick as I can because it's coming out. And I sit down and I explode this toilet. There's no fucking toilet paper.
You're joking.
There's no...
You're joking.
No.
There's, so what, did you use your boxers and then just go... You put them on?
I'm panicking. So what do? I take a dress sock off. And I use a dress sock.
To wipe your arse.
What else? I was, yeah.
Jesus
no
Christ.
No toilet paper. So moral
did
of the story.
Did you chuck it out the window or leave it in the trash can or fucking put it back in your pocket?
No, it goes into that whatever, the reservoir in the fucking bus.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, another time. We got hammered on the bus once and almost got kicked off. Like
crazy.
It was bad. We weren't allowed. God damn. Oh, it was bad. I did some bad shit. We'll talk more about those. Those are a couple stories. Dryden, if you listen, try to give me like some more options to go about because you lived the exact same scenario I lived, just in a different place. And even guys that listen that I played with, give me some ammo to work with.
Wow, you're so different now. I don't know which one I like better.
Why am I so different?
I don't know. You don't shit in buses and start random fights.
Yeah, that's true. Because I'm more, I don't know, I'm kind of the same, but kind of... I've just grown up a bit.
Yeah, I always forget you're 48 years old.
Yeah, but there's a couple stories. I'm sure there's more. That's only like, that's from my first year only.
God damn.
20-year-old year is when shit went popped off. Yeah, my parents listen to this, so I don't really want to dive too deep into that. No, it's cool. You can keep it. It'll be funny.
I'll cut it out.
It'll be funny.
My parents have been asking about this too.
They listen to it?
No.
Oh,
I would never let them.
How do they know?
Because I had mentioned before that you and I were talking about starting one. Like, yeah, 3 months ago. And then my mom was like, oh, that's interesting. You should. And then she started listening to, like, her podcast. Oh. Like, her teacher podcast or whatever. And so sometimes she'll ask me, like, oh, did you and your friend ever start the podcast? And I'm like, no, we never got around to it. But my brothers know that we do it. Yeah. But the last thing I want is for my parents to find, like, literally 8 hours of me swearing.
Yeah.
And talking about... drugs and alcohol and sex, because if any of you know, my parents are very, very, very religious and conservative.
Good times. I get myself in the most awkward positions and weird positions because
I've yet to be in those.
Like, so my plan, if COVID opens up, Vancouver Fashion Week is October.
Oh, okay.
I am swindling my way into after party after
take
after
me,
party
take
oh
me,
100% I was thinking about that the other day, like,
yeah,
I am finding my way to get into those. I'll have to hit up some of my friends that are models.
Yeah. Oh, I really want to hear from your friend or that girl, you know, that modeled in Japan.
Maybe we should have her for episode 10. Yeah, episode 10 we're gonna have our first guest.
I really want to hear her.
I think that'd be cool. She's good. I've known her since she was like 5, 6, 7.
I'm interested to hear some of her stories.
And I think she lives with her boyfriend too, who's also a model. So we'll probably get him.
Both.
He's a model, like straight from Brazil. Like, I don't even think he speaks that much English, but he seems like a cool guy. So we'll probably have him on too. Anyways,
I'm interested to hear about that.
That was like some ranting.
Yeah. So, fuck. I think the last thing we're gonna talk about is weird Snapchat experiences. So I'm gonna start this one off. I honestly didn't have anything interesting to talk about on this subject about getting weird snaps, because I feel like the only weird snaps that I've gotten was there was 1 week straight on Snapchat where I just received random dick pics from random people. But I'm going to start this one off because just today, this random Snapchat, whatever, just added me and asked me, show me your tits. And then I said, show me yours. And then he sent me a picture of his man boobs. And then he kept sending me, like, sexy messages and kept saying, have sex with me. And then he called me and I answered it. And then you guys heard. He said, hey.
Hey, hey.
So short and sweet. But that one's probably the weirdest one I've received in the past 3 years.
Yeah, that is weird. I don't know how you get all these ads.
I don't know. Like, I don't really get that many porn accounts anymore. I mainly just get, like, there was, I swear, a week when I was in high school where I literally just got dick pic after dick pic from random, like, random snaps. Yeah. Not even people that I even knew added me.
You know what's the worst is when you check somebody's story and you realize somebody accidentally put their dick pic on the old Snapchat story.
I've not yet to see.
You haven't?
Nope.
Oh. Or like a girl who will post her nude on Snapchat story by accident?
Oh, Jesus, Corona. No, I've yet to see one of those too.
Oh, well, I guess I'm living in a different generation.
Yeah, sorry, I'm extremely boring.
Ah, I knew that already. Oh, well.
I'm gonna cry.
Why?
Because my life is so boring.
No, fuck. It's about to get popping.
All right, Mac, I want to hear this story about the weirdest snap that you just
Well, it's not
received.
Like the weirdest snap I've ever seen, because I've seen some weird stuff.
But this one's pretty weird.
But this one, I don't know how to react, and I am not meaning to offend anybody. I'm all for having babies. Love kids. Not in a Jeffrey Epstein kind of way, just in a
Jesus
normal way.
Jesus Christ. No need
just
to
remember,
get spicy on him.
Epstein didn't kill himself. But... And I'm all for, like, you know, moms breastfeeding in public, right? Like, you do you. Like, I don't care. But, okay.
Just flat out say it. This happened.
This happened. This has happened more than once, but it happened again today, and I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to respond back with if you send me a Snapchat of your titties out and you're breastfeeding your kid? But like, I'm gonna, oh, I don't even care. What am I supposed to respond back with?
Who's like, your daddy?
Like, do it. Yeah, but who is the daddy? Who knows? Like, am I supposed to be like, yo,
Jesus Christ, my God, I'm sorry.
What am I supposed to be like, yo, nice.
Nice tits.
Like, honest. Like, hey, like...
Do you think she maybe meant to send it to someone else?
More than once.
Oh.
Like, I mean, great set of milk jugs on her. But what am I supposed to say? What would you... I mean, would you wouldn't even... What the... I don't even know...
Send something funny back. Like, let me milk you.
Yeah. Like, hey... My milkshake brings all the boys. Yeah. I just don't know what to say. So I think I responded back like, oh, cute or something. And now I'm like looking at myself.
That's
like,
probably way worse.
Why would I say that?
That's so cringe.
Like,
cute, nice boobies. Your baby's adorable.
I don't know. It's weird. I like Snapchat though. That's how you see a lot of naked people.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Welcome to the dark side. I don't know. Honestly, like, I don't hate it. I mean, I don't know. What am I... Just what the fuck, right? Like,
I'm not pregnant, so I don't have to send my tits out with my baby anywhere yet.
Like,
I just want to know, like, what goes through someone's mind when they send that. Like, what man would find that attractive, a baby sucking mom's tits?
You know what I think I need to do?
Hmm.
I think I need to distance myself from single moms under the age of
30. They just gravitate towards you. I don't get it.
I know. Like Crescent Beach? Wow.
Yeah, literally. MILF after MILF. Just eyeing him up and down.
What about the lady from Zara?
You have to remind me.
The
Oh my
100%
God, dude.
Fake.
She was hot. She had...
So where did we see her before that? We saw her at a different store.
Yeah.
I think like maybe the mall or something.
Yeah.
So we see this mom
in the mall. In Nordstrom.
In Nordstrom, yeah. So we see this mom in Nordstrom. Big old fake bombies on her.
Oh, she has a slim waist... Big
her
butt.
Ass,
she was wearing one
Brazilian
of those,
butt
like,
lift for
black
sure.
Black sundresses.
Oh my God! Speaking of sundresses, summertime sundress season. Thank you.
Prime.
Thank
Primo.
You, ladies. You look fucking amazing in sundresses. Mm-hmm. Like I can't even get over it. That's my favorite season, sundress season.
Oh my
Anyways.
God! Like Mac can't even right now.
No, I can't. I am head over heels in a girl with
it's
a girl
a
in a sundress.
Thing. I feel like all guys love them.
Oh, they just look amazing. So we see this lady in. The mall. Smoking hot. I can't keep my eyes off of her. I don't think she noticed then. We go to Zara. I see her again. Mind you, she's with like her young kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And so.
She was an absolute bombshell.
And I am like zoned out, 100% checking her out. Then all of a sudden I like go up her body and I look and we are making eye contact. And I am like, fuck.
Oh, God.
What does she do? She shoots me the biggest smile. And what do? I fucking cower. Like a coward.
Oh, God. No, you should have literally walked right up to him and been like,
hey. I smiled back. But then I was
God
like.
God damn it, Mac.
Yeah.
Slaying some poon.
Oh, she was.
She was hot. I'll attest to that. She was a fucking hot mom.
Yeah, but I don't think I meet. I meet like her financial bracket because it seemed like she just likes to shop.
Spends daddy's money.
Yeah, I could figure. Maybe a sugar mama. Be like, what's up? But she was. Yeah. Oh my God.
She was hot.
Anyways, so that's it. So two things we've learned from this week's episode. I am going to slide into five people's DMs and see what my success rate is.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to stay away from single moms.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's just weird. They just like.
Mac's getting preyed on by cougars.
Oh, she was so hot.
Yeah.
So hot.
So, with that being said, we're going to end this episode.
It is so hot here.
Yeah, we're both sweating like a pig.
I'm full. We ate too many chicken tacos.
So
and Courtney has to go do jujitsu.
I am. I'm getting into it. I'm gonna do jujitsu and yoga. I'm gonna become a total granola. So with that being said, you'll hear this episode on Monday. You can follow our Instagram at the He Said She Said podcast. You can interact with us. I respond to every single message. You can follow us on Twitter at He Said She Said MC and on Facebook and YouTube at the He Said She Said podcast.
And you can follow us on our personal. We'll respond to at Matt Gardiero, at Courtney with three E's underscore
F. Both of our usernames are in our podcast Instagram bio, so you can just click our links through there.
Anyways, thanks for listening again. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your sister. If your sister's single, tell her I'm single too. Thanks for listening. As always, we love you guys.
That's what she said.
No, that's what he said.